they could have got in there. And now, not only their back's bleeding, and coach, you know they're hurting. Anybody been whipped before? Anybody ever been whipped with a telephone wire? Well, my daddy did it to us once, a few times. If you don't know what being whipped with a telephone wire is, you don't know what, anyway. But they were whipped. And their back were bleeding. They had a right to say, Lord, we've done what you said for us to do. Look at us now. Our backs are bleeding. Our feet are fastened and stopped. And we are hurting. They could have been upset. But at midnight, they chose him. They didn't even mention being whipped. They didn't even mention their backs bleeding. They didn't even say a thing. They just said, Lord, I praise you. They began to sing, glory to God, for you're good and your mercy endures forever. I praise you for your goodness, your wonderful works. Oh, how you keep, how you protect, how you never leave, how you provide. Yeah, yeah. And in the midst of their singing and praising God, the jailhouse start shaking. Notice that an earthquake showed up, and notice when God do an earthquake, he don't kill righteous folks. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He shook the jailhouse, and he didn't even kill sinners because there was some prison in there. He shook it till the chain fell off, till the feet that were fastened and stopped came loose, until the doors fell open, and the keeper of the prison awakened out of his sleep, seeing the doors open, drew the sword to take his own life. But Paul said, no, don't do yourself no harm. We're here. My thing I want you to see. When we learn, my brothers and sisters, the power of praise. I believe we come in the presence of the Lord too dry. I believe we think about the selfishness and the trouble that we had too much. But I believe we ought to get our mind and our hearts on the goodness of God. We need to settle in our hearts this day if we haven't. If we have, we need to stop giving so much of our attention to what the devil is saying. And tune in to what the Lord is saying. Tune in to what the Lord is doing. Because I've been in trouble and the Lord has delivered me. Hallelujah. I can say like Paul, I know I haven't been through the thing, all the stuff Paul been through, but I've been through some stuff in my lifetime. But I can say like Paul, I've been tested, I've been tried, I've been persecuted, talked about. But out of them all, the Lord has delivered me. What about you? Hallelujah. The Lord is my great deliverer. Hallelujah. And when I get a chance, when I get the opportunity after going through the week with tests and trials, the enemy trying to do this to you, trying to do that to you. And then we get together, we come together. I believe there ought to be some shouting. There ought to be some dancing. There ought to be some shouting, dancing, and praising and magnifying God. Because it could have been you wouldn't have made it. But because of the goodness of God. Oh, my. Because of his greatness, because of what Jesus did. Hallelujah. You're sitting here, clothed in your right mind. You're sitting here, situation right now, they wish they could get out, but you have the ability to raise your hand and say, I bless you, Lord. In the midst of the assembly, I bless you, Lord. I want men to know, and I want my brother and sister to know that you are good to me. Hallelujah. Oh, if men would praise God, I believe we could see some stuff happening. We get back home, stuff got turned around. Hallelujah. Children that don't want to do right, don't want to live right. Hallelujah. And you've done everything you know to do right, but they still won't do right. But oh, if we begin to praise God, hallelujah, instead of complaining about how bad they are, what they won't do, but we begin to magnify God. If the walls of Jericho could go down at the voice of praise and shouting that the children of Israel did, if the walls of Jericho can go down, I believe God can bring your wandering child home. I believe that God can heal your fever body. I believe that God can do something about your finances. I believe that God can strengthen you right now. I believe that God can turn your stuff around. Hallelujah. If we begin to say, for the Lord is good. Who? The Lord is good. And his mercy endures forever. Sometimes we look at a situation and it had existed for quite a while. And then we'll begin to say, look like nothing gonna change, but I ain't gonna do that. I'm gonna praise him when the sun do rise. I'm gonna praise him when the sun don't rise. Hallelujah, you know what I mean? That means when the cloud got it covered up. I'm gonna praise him in the midnight hour. When I have an opportunity, I'm gonna bless him. For the Lord is my strength. He is my exceeding great rewarder. He is the hope for tomorrow. He is the joy that I have right now. He is my everything. If men would praise God, hallelujah, I'm telling you, you'll see stuff turn around. Doors open for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And walking through doors you never thought you'd walk through. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God inhabit the praises of Israel. There's power in praise. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory, glory, glory. Do I have anybody? Hallelujah. Anyone? How many of us want to give him glory this morning? Stand on your feet for just a minute. You know, praise is something we do. Hallelujah. Praise is something we do. Now lift your voice and tell him thank you. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. Thank you for healing our bodies. Thank you for keeping us all week long. Thank you for restoring the joy of our salvation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.